Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
It was, as Saturday Night Entertainment goes, a forbidding prospect. A performance by the Filipino avant-rock improvisers, the Brocas, on a balmy, boozeless night in the heart of the United Arab Emirates. The theme for this year's Sharjah Biennial of Contemporary Art envisioned a cultural world that was no longer dominated by the West. Here was proof that the curators had taken their brief to heart. The band struck up shortly before midnight, and I was out of there shortly after, when a man wrapped in a white sheet and wearing a plastic bag on his head started cavorting in front of a giant video screen showing dismembered dolls' heads. The very phrase avant-rock, to be perfectly honest, should strike terror in any right-thinking person. This was not its greatest advertisement. No matter, it was as nothing I had seen or heard before, and that is what counts. Sharjah, celebrating the 11th edition of its biennial, is rightly regarded as one of the most interesting events of the global art calendar. The Emirates sits alongside two bigger players, Dubai and Abu Dhabi, whose cultural aspirations are regularly trumpeted around the world. But Sharjah has taken a different route. "We are not glitzy, we are not flamboyant," says Sheikha Hura Al-Qasimi, president and director of the Sharjah Art Foundation, as we sit in a quiet courtyard the day after the concert. "We do things quietly," she says. Sheikha Hura is the daughter of Sharjah's ruler, Sheikh Sultan bin Muhammad Al-Qasimi, and takes her art seriously. She studied at the Slade School of Fine Art and the Royal Academy of Arts and has an MA in curating contemporary art from the Royal College of Art. All of which she has put to good use in producing an arts event that reflects subtly on its host venue. Another theme of this year's biennial is that of the nature of the courtyard, a space that is common to the Islamic world and fertile ground for discussing the distinction between public and private worlds. "Of course it is a metaphor for bringing things together," says Sheikha Hura. "That is what Sharjah is. I always grew up feeling that it was this hybrid culture." Here is a show that relates directly to the existential questions that face Sharjah, a place which developed painstakingly over centuries as a trading port and which catapulted to global prominence just a few decades ago after the discovery of oil in the region. What kind of city should it be? Should it thrust ever skywards in celebration of its newfound wealth, like its more worldly neighbour Dubai? Or should it look inwards, taking the time to build a more organic cultural infrastructure? That very debate is played out in the small courtyards and mazy side streets of Sharjah's heritage and arts areas, which feature a mix of restored traditional houses and brand new art spaces, which have been integrated into the neighbourhood with taste and flair. It's hard not to get lost amid the winding alleyways, a result which is not entirely unintended. "I was very against over-signage," says Sheikha Hura. "It's part of the charm here, just to stumble across the artworks." The art itself is a typically varied collection of some of the contemporary scene's most famous names, such as Carsten Hoehler and Francis Alice, and work from the non-Western world that reflects on themes such as migration and diversity. There is a talks program and a film season curated by the Thai 2010 Palme d'Or winner Apichatpong Wirasatakul in an outdoor space designed by the German architect Ole Scheren. The biennial's atmosphere is resolutely uncommercial, there's barely a shop to be seen, bordering on the languid. But it is its mise-en-scène that is its most striking aspect. Sheikha Hura says there's a long-term plan to demolish some of the ugly 1970s buildings that line Bank Street, Sharjah's first modern commercial avenue, to create a single pedestrian-friendly heritage zone. Was this a rare act of cultural nostalgia in a region that is known for its headlong embrace of the future, I ask her? There is a nostalgia around, she admits. The Emirates became modern so quickly. There's a fear of people not realizing what their own history is. That's why there's such a focus on conserving our traditional heritage. Sharjah's history includes that of its migrant workers, a theme which is explicitly addressed at the biennial in Shimabuku's boat trip, in which visitors are invited to share an abra, or traditional boat, with workers from all over South Asia, across Sharjah Creek, to buy ice cream seasoned with either salt or pepper from a vendor. Disentangle the metaphor for yourselves. The workers, in the meantime, are also engaging with the biennial, flocking to see outdoor screenings of the video From Gulf to Gulf to Gulf by the Mumbai-based art collective Camp. Here are homemade films of the sailors working the busy trade routes to India, Pakistan and southern Iran, watched in enraptured silence by those same sailors on their evenings off. Not glitzy, not flamboyant. Just occasionally, contemporary art likes to make its statements with a lack of fuss, and it is all the better for it.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.